Morning.
Good morning. 弟兄姐妹们平安。
Can you hear me? Is this on? Okay, great. Thank you, Brian, for reading the passage. Thank you, choir. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
谢谢我们的领会和诗班带领我们读诗和献诗。我非常高兴能来到你们中间。
We're going to talk about new wine and new wineskin.
我们今天要讲新酒和新皮带。
You're probably wondering, I don't make wine, what does that have to do with me?
你大概在想说我又不做酒，这关我什么事儿啊？
But this is an important lesson here for us.
这是对我们大家来说是很重要的一个课题。
It's a lesson about Jesus' message.
这个课题是讲关于说耶稣的信息。
His message was new.
他的信息是新的。
It's a new wine.
是一个新酒。
And if you want to accept this message, you have to be the new wineskin.
如果你要接收耶稣基督的信息，你必须是一个新皮带。
Let's learn this lesson and see how it can apply to our lives.
我们来学习这个课题，然后知道说怎么应用在我们的生活中。
It's a little bit shorter message because we have a very important meeting afterwards.
这是一个很短的信息，因为之后我们有会员大会。
But if you allow me, I will read you a story.
如果你同意的话，我现在要读一个故事给你们听。
This goes back to 1829.
这是在1829年。
We're having officers with this.
You don't know, look forward. Okay.
Now we have a train here.
我们这里有一个火车。
And back in 1829, trains were first introduced to the United States.
在1829年的时候，火车第一次在美国出现。
Everyone thought it was the end of our nation.
大家都认为说这个就是这个国家的末日。
And the letter was written to the president at the time, President Jackson.
当时有人给总统写信。
And it says here, as you may know, Mr. President,
他们写到说，总统先生，你可能会知道。
Railroad carriages are pulled at an enormous speed of 15 miles per hour.
你知道这个铁路这个马车居然是有这么大的这么快的速度被拉着走15英里。每小时15英里。
五马车。In addition to endangering life and limb of passengers.
这个让这个让这个乘客的生命和肢体都受到危险。
They roll and snort their way through the countryside.
他们咆哮着穿过乡村。
Setting fire to crops, scaring the livestock.
烧了庄稼，吓到牲畜
；frightening women and children，
吓到那些妇女和儿童。
The Almighty God never intended people should go so fast。
全能的上帝不希望人们以这么快的速度来旅行。
This was written by Marty Van Buren, Governor of New York。
这封信是这个纽约的州长所写的。
And of course, later he became president as well。
之后他也自己也成了总统。
Another quick story。
另外一个故事。要按两下，
要两下。对 okay, ，sorry。再按，OK. Another quick story comes from Germany.
另外一个故事是德国的，从德国来的。
This was the first Mercedes-Benz.
这是讲的第一部这个奔驰车。
It's from 1886.
是1886年。
And when Mr. Benz made this car, he faced similar opposition.
当这个奔驰先生创造这一部车的时候，他也被人家批评。
The people in the town of Munich were afraid.
在这个德国的慕尼黑城市，大家都吓到了。
They complained to the mayor.
他们向市长抱怨。
This car, whatever this is scaring everybody.
说这个车子把大家都吓到了。
Especially animals and the children.
特别是对这些宠物和小孩。
It's very noisy.
而且非常的吵。
So we propose that this car can only go at 3.5 miles per hour.
所以我们希望说政府规定这个车子不能超过每小时 3.5 英里。
So it's been a long time since the first train and first car.
从这个第一部火车到第一部汽车到现在已经很长的时间过去了。
We were just in China, you see the speed train from Shanghai to Beijing.
我们去中国看到了中国的高速铁路。
It goes over 200 miles per hour.
他们走的时速是每小时200多英里。
It will cover the distance in a little less than 4 hours.
对于八百多英里的距离，他们差不多四小时就可以走完。
So if you count the time you wait in airport, it's actually faster than the plane.
如果说你要把这个我们在飞机场等飞机的时间都算进去的话，你会发现坐火车比坐飞机还快。
Similarly, Mercedes-Benz is a little faster today.
今天我们也知道说这个奔驰车好像也快了很多。
That's not my car.
那不是我的车。
It has a top speed of over 200 miles per hour.
它最高时速可以到每小时200多英里。
It goes from 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds.
它加速从0到60每小时60英里只需要 3.5 秒。
So it's a pretty fast car.
是一个非常快的车。
Many things have changed.
很多事情都已经发生了变化。
We think about the things we use in the car.
我们在想说在车里面我们用到的东西
like music
像我们听的音乐
my daughter Brenda is in Reno
我们的女儿Brenda 在这个 Reno
she just got herself a nice car
她才得到一部新车
there's no CD player
里面并没有一个光碟这个播放机
there's no cassette player
也当然没有播放磁带的
if you want to listen to music you can plug in a flash drive
如果说你要听音乐的话，你要放一个这个储存片。
But they're very proud. They have a Bluetooth app.
他们觉得说他们这个车里面有一个蓝牙的装置是非常先进的。
If you want to listen to music, use that.
如果你要听音乐的话，你应该用蓝牙的这个装置。
Likewise, we read things differently also.
我们也知道，我们读书的方法也不一样了。
10 years ago, if you want to read, you pick up a book.
如果十年前你想读书，你就买一本书。
Pick up a magazine or newspaper.
或者买一个报纸，一份杂志。
Now everything is digital.
但是现在所有的都数据化了。
You want to read something, you find it on Amazon.
如果你要读一些什么东西，你就到 Amazon 上去找。
You can read it on your iPad.
你可以在 iPad 上面读书。
That's why Borders is bankrupt.
所以我们知道说 Border 这个书店它已经破产了
Barnes & Noble is bankrupt
Barnes & Noble 这个书店也破产了
But Amazon is doing really well
但是 Amazon 这个网站却做得非常好
So if you invest in Amazon 10 years ago you'll be very rich today
如果你十年前买了这个 Amazon 的股票你今天应该是发大财了
You should donate all your earnings to church
你应该把你赚到的钱都捐给教会
Since I didn't invest in Amazon
因为我没有买 Amazon 的股票
The only thing I can donate is my used VHS player
我只能捐出来的就是我放的那个录影带的那个机器
But change is everywhere
我们看到说到处都在改变
Change is inevitable
改变是无法避免的
But change is very hard
但是改变也是困难的
We don't want to change
我们不想改变
My wife should know
我应该知道
I don't like to change
我老公很不喜欢改变
You know, I ate the same breakfast cereal for 20 years
他吃早餐的那个 cereal 的20年都不变
Until they stop making it
直到工厂已经不做了。
That's the only reason I stopped.
所以他不得不改变。
She tries to convince me to drink ginger tea.
我一直告诉他说喝姜茶很好。
For 20 years.
讲了20年。
Finally, I agree.
总算他改变了。
Now, I drink it every day.
所以他现在每天都在喝姜茶。
You know, it's very good for you. It prevents the cold.
我发现真的是对这个人有好处，能够预防感冒。
But change is hard.
改变是困难的。
We don't want to change.
我们不想改变。
We always like to say, we've always done it this way.
我们说我们总是这样做的。
The old ways work, why change it?
如果它总这个旧的方法很好，为什么我们要改变呢？
If it's not broken, why fix it?
如果它没有坏掉，为什么我们要去修理它呢？
There are many reasons why we don't want to change.
有很多原因是让我们不想改变。
The first thing I think is we're just lazy.
第一个原因就是我们很懒惰。
It takes work to change.
要改变需要很多的工作。
It takes time and efforts.
需要时间和努力。
You have to get up.
你要起来。
The second thing we don't want to change is because we are afraid.
另一个我们不想改变的原因是我们害怕。
We are afraid that we cannot do it.
我们害怕说我们没有办法做好。
We cannot learn the new skill.
我们没有办法掌握新的技术。
Or the new way just won't work.
或者这个新的东西就是没有旧的好。
Instead of promise of something better,
如果我们没有办法保证说它一定比旧的好。
So we just settle for something mediocre.
我们就干脆按照原来的平凡的方式来做。
Another reason why we don't want to change because we're just too comfortable.
另一个不想改变的原因就是我们很喜欢舒适。
We have lots of traditions and customs and habits.
我们有很多的传统，很多的习惯。
We're just too comfortable with them.
我们就感觉很舒服。
We're too stubborn to change.
我们就不想改变了。
Isaac Newton says, if you stay still, you always stay still.
牛顿定律告诉我们说，如果我们静止，就会一直静止。
If you go in one direction, you always go in the same direction.
如果你朝一个方向运动，你就会一直朝那个方向运动。
You will never change.
你不会改变。
And that's how we think.
这就是我们的想法。
Whether it's our own lives, our lives of family, or lives of our community.
无论是我们在家的生活，或者是在团体一起的生活，我们就有这种想法。
Even the life of a nation.
甚至一个国家的想法都是如此。
So today, as we turn to Mark chapter 2,
今天我们翻到马可福音第二章。
We see that the people resisted change.
我们看到说人们在抵挡这个改变。
They were not resisting new technology.
他们不是在抵挡这个新的技术。
But rather, they were resisting a new way of life.
他们是在抵挡一种新的生活方式。
A new way of thinking.
一种新的思维方式。
A new way to get close to God.
一种新的接近神的方式。
We read that in the beginning of Mark.
我们看到说在马可福音的开始。
Mark introduces to Jesus.
马可福音介绍给我们介绍了耶稣基督。
We right away we see that Jesus is new.
我们马上可以感觉到耶稣是一个新的东西。
He is amazing.
他是很奇妙的。
He did things that the religious leaders did not do.
他做一些那些宗教领袖不做的事情。
Last time we said that he touched a leper.
上次我们讲到说他去摸一个麻风病人。
You know, a leper is someone who is outcast from society.
你们知道说麻风病人是被这个社会团体所排挤的。
You can't even get close to him.
你不能接近麻风病人。
By law, you say you cannot touch him.
按律法说你不可以去摸他们。
But Jesus touched the leper.
但是耶稣去摸了他。
He cured him of his disease.
他让他们痊愈了。
Why? Because he had compassion.
为什么会这样做？因为他对他们有同情心。
Jesus loved people.
耶稣爱人。
As we go into Mark chapter 2, we see that the conflict grew between the religious leaders and Jesus.
在第二章我们就可以看到说这些宗教领袖和耶稣之间的冲突了。
We know about the story when four friends brought a man to Jesus.
我们读到一个故事，有四个人把他们的朋友带去见耶稣。
This was a paralyzed man.
这是一个瘫痪的人。
Jesus was teaching and the room was full.
当耶稣正在教导人的时候，那个房间是坐满了人。
But somehow the four friends got up on the roof and dug a hole.
但是这四位朋友却爬到房顶上，在房上掀了一个洞。
And they lowered this friend right in front of Jesus.
他们把这个瘫痪的人从房顶上直接放到了耶稣的面前。
Jesus said, "You have great faith."
耶稣说，你们的信心是大的。
And his sins are forgiven.
他的罪被赦免了。
Now the religious leaders were there and they were sitting there.
那些宗教领袖们他们也坐在那里。
They didn't say anything.
他们并没有说什么话。
But they were steaming on the inside.
但是他们里面却在冒烟了。
They were saying, how can he say that? Only God can forgive sins.
他们在想说他有什么权利来赦免罪，只有神才能赦免罪。
But of course Jesus can forgive sins.
但我们都知道耶稣是有这个权柄的。
He is the Son of God.
因为他是神的儿子。
He received authority from heaven to forgive sins.
他有从属天来的这个权利来赦免罪。
Now as we move along, we see Jesus invited Matthew to follow him.
之后我们看到说耶稣呼召马太来跟随他。
Matthew is a tax collector.
马太是一个税吏。
Just like the leper, tax collectors are outcasts from society.
就像这个麻风病人一样，税吏也是不被社会所接受的。
They were traitors.
他们是叛国者。
They worked with the Roman Empire.
他们是为罗马帝国工作的。
So after Matthew followed Jesus, he had a party.
当这个马太决定跟随耶稣的时候，他就开了一个很大的宴会。
And Jesus and his disciples were there eating and having a great time.
当耶稣和他的门徒在一起，在这个宴会上吃喝的时候。
But the religious leaders say, "Why are you hanging out with the sinners?"
那些宗教领袖又说，你们为什么跟罪人在一起
？You should eat with us.
你应该跟我们在一起才对。
We're more spiritual.
我们多属灵啊。
We're more holy.
我们多圣洁啊。
But Jesus said what?
耶稣说什么
？He says, "I've come not for the well, but for the sick."
耶稣说，我本来不是招义人的，乃是招罪人。
I've come to call not the righteous, but the sinners.
我是不用招义人，乃是招罪人。
So today, as we move on to the passage that Brian just read with us,
现在我们要进入刚刚我们所念的那一段经文。
And now the religious leaders are complaining again.
现在这些宗教领袖又开始抱怨了。
They were saying, "Why aren't you fasting?"
他们说，你们为什么不禁食呢
？Even John the Baptist, his disciples are fasting.
因为施洗约翰的门徒都在禁食。
So they were complaining.
他们在抱怨
because Jesus and disciples did not follow their rules.
因为耶稣和他的门徒没有按照他们的规矩来做
They did not follow their laws.
没有按照他们的律法来做
So Jesus answered in two ways.
耶稣给他们了两个答案
First, Jesus says, "This is not time for mourning."
首先，耶稣说这不是一个悲伤的时候
This is a time for joy and celebration.
这是一个欢庆的时候。
You see, in the Old Testament,
你知道在旧约里面
the only day they were supposed to fast is on the Day of Atonement.
只有一天需要禁食，那就是赎罪日。
That was the law given to Moses.
那是神传给摩西的律法。
Yes, you see elsewhere that the Jewish people practice fasting.
你在其他地方看到说犹太人他们经常禁食。
But that was the original day.
但是在旧约里面。这个当神给摩西律法的时候，只有一天。
That was the day you were supposed to deprive yourself of everything pleasurable.
那一天，神说我们要所有感觉让我们享受的东西，我们都不要做。
Think about how you sin against God and sin against other people.
专心来想说，你对神和对人犯了什么罪
？But the hope is that there is an atonement.
这个希望是说我们能够被赦免。
But now, many years later.
很多年之后
Pharisees practice fasting twice a week.
法利赛人他们居然是一个礼拜有两天在禁食。
So you do the math. One day from twice a week.
你们算一算，神要求一年一天，到最后变成一个星期两天。
104 days.
104天。
So they have forgotten why they fasted in the first place.
他们大家都已经忘记了他们为什么要禁食。
So Jesus says,This is not time to mourn.
所以耶稣说这不是悲伤的时候。
This is time to celebrate.
这是一个欢庆的时候。
Celebrate like a wedding fest.
在像这个结婚庆祝这个婚礼一样。
And as you know, in the Near Eastern culture, wedding feast is a great celebration.
我们知道说对于这个中东的传统来说，他们结婚是一个很大的欢庆的仪式。
I know we Chinese celebrate a lot, but the Near Eastern folks celebrate even more.
我们知道说中国人很喜欢庆祝一些节日，但是中东的人比中国人更喜欢庆祝一些节日。
Especially the wedding feast.
特别是这个婚宴。
So this will be a great feast, great celebration.
对他们来说，这是一个非常大的庆祝的日子。
And the reason for the atonement no longer exists.
现在这个赎罪日的原因就没有了。
Jesus says, "I'm the atonement. I'm right in front of you."
耶稣说我就是你们的救赎我就在这里
Why fast?
为什么要禁食呢
Why mourn?
为什么要难过呢
He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins according to Paul
他就是我们赎罪的祭
So he is the sacrifice for us
他就是我们赎罪的祭
Moreover his atoning sacrifice has only been done once
而且他是为我们的罪一次献上。
The death he died to sin once for all.
他死是向罪死，只有一次。
You don't have to do it every year.
你不需要每年都来做。
There is great reason for fasting.
有很多可以禁食的原因。
To think about yourself and your relationship with God.
我们可以思想自己和神之间的关系。
But the Pharisees already forgotten the original reason.
但对法利赛人说，他们已经忘记了他们禁食的原因。
So the first answer Jesus says is, "This is not time to mourn, but time to celebrate."
所以耶稣给他们的第一个答案说，我们不是悲伤的时候，现在是一个欢庆的时候。
And second, he says, I'm not here to reform.
第二个回答是说，我不是来这里修改的。
I'm here to transform.
我到这里来是要更新的。
In other words, you cannot just mix the old and the new.
另外这个意思就是说，你不能把新的和旧的混在一起。
You have to be completely new.
你必须是完全更新。
For this, he gave two examples.
讲这个话的时候，他举了两个例子。
He says you cannot sew a new garment into an old garment.
他说你不能把这个新的这个把这个旧的新的布补在旧的衣服上。
Because if it shrinks or tear a bigger hole.
当他这个新衣服一缩水的时候，就会把这个的洞拉得更大。
We don't have a lot of that these days.
我们现在没有很多这个要打补丁的问题。
We did that for our kids.
我们小孩小的时候我们有做过。
We did some sewing for the kids.
我们有时候帮他们补过衣服。
By we, I mean Linda.
就是我常以前帮他们补过。
The only thing I sew is in the operating room.
我只在这个开刀房里面补。
But so we don't appreciate that.
我们不太明白这个意思。
But Jesus' listener understood.
但是当时的人他们懂得。
You cannot mix the new and the old.
你不能把新的旧的混在一起。
Another analogy gives, you cannot pour new wine into old wineskin.
耶稣另外又举了一个例子说，你不能把新酒装在旧的皮袋里。
The idea is the same.
这是同样的道理。
The old wineskin,
这个旧的皮袋
is brittle.
是很脆的。
It cannot be stretched anymore.
不能再拉大了。
So if you pour new wine into old wineskin,
如果把新酒装到旧皮袋里，
the new wine will ferment.
这个新酒会发酵。
Young people in the back, they learn physics. You know, you forms carbon dioxide.
你们在这个后面正在上学的朋友都知道说，当你这个发酵过程中，你会产生二氧化碳。
It will break the old wineskin.
它会把旧的皮带弄坏掉。
It doesn't work.
没有办法做好。
You cannot mix the old with the new.
你没有办法把旧的和新的混在一起。
You have to accept Jesus 100%.
你必须让完全的接受耶稣基督。
It's not like going to the casino and have a buffet.
并不是说像我们去这个赌场吃这个 buffet 一样。
You go to the Italian section and have a slice of pizza.
你去这个意大利的那一部分拿一块 pizza.
You need to go to the Mexican section and have a burrito.
你到另外一个柜台去拿一些这个墨西哥的 burrito.
You go to the Chinese section and have Mongolian beef.
你到中国的那个柜台去拿一点蒙古烤肉。
The only thing you're going to get is you're going to get fat.
拿了这些东西只会让你变得很胖。
That's not how it works.
这不是耶稣要我们这样做的。
Jesus wants us to be new.
耶稣要我们成为新的。
There was one person who came and asked Jesus.
有一个人来问耶稣说。
He was a Pharisee. His name is Nicodemus.
他是法利赛人，他是叫尼哥底母。
So he was old wineskin.
他是一个旧皮带。
But Jesus told him, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be made anew.
耶稣跟他说，为了要进神的国，你一定要成为一个新的人。
Paul also tells us, if you in Christ, the new creation has gone.
保罗告诉我们说，当你在这个基督里之后，你就是新造的人。
The old is gone.
旧的已经走了，没有了。
The new has come.
都变成新的了。
You are a brand new creation.
你是一个新造的人。
The Pharisees want to hold on to the law.
这个法利赛人他们想抓住律法。
There's nothing wrong with the law.
律法并没有错误。
In fact, it was given by God to Moses.
律法是神传给摩西的。
But over the years, the Pharisees have forgotten their original purpose.
但是因为这么久的时间过去了，法利赛人忘记了这些律法的原因是什么。
God gave law for the people.
神把这些律法传给了以色列人。
Law was for the people.
这个律法是为了人设立的。
Jesus says, I have not come to abolish the law.
耶稣说，我并不是来废掉律法的。
I have fulfilled them.
我是来成全的。
So something is new.
所以我们知道说这是一个新的东西。
Law was made for the people.
律法是为人做的。
little later on, we see that the disciples were picking grain on Sabbath.
我们后面有看到说，耶稣的门徒在这个安息日的时候，他们去摘这个麦穗。
The religious leaders complain again.
那些宗教领袖他们又在抱怨。
You're not supposed to do work on the Sabbath.
说你不应该在安息日的时候去工作。
But Jesus says the Sabbath was made for man, not the other way around.
耶稣说，安息日是为人设立的，不是人为安息日设立的。
The new way of thinking is that you don't get close to God by following rules and regulations.
耶稣这个新的思想就告诉他们说，你不能靠着遵行律法来接近神。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
God died for us while we were still sinners.
神已经为我们死了，我们为什么还是罪人呢？
Think about this.
想一想。
God did not die for us because we're good law followers.
神并没因为我们遵守律法遵行的好而死。
We are lawbreakers.
我们其实都破坏了律法。
We can't possibly follow these laws.
我们没有办法遵守所有的律法。
Paul says, law has never brought us life.
保罗说，这个律法从来没有带来生命。
It's the grace of God that gives us life.
是神的恩典才给我们的生命。
Salvation has always been through grace.
我们得救就是因着恩典
In Jesus Christ alone
靠着耶稣基督
the law was good
律法是好的
There was a reason for the law
律法是有原因的
Law was given to Moses for a reason
当这个神给摩西律法的时候是有原因的
It's to set the people apart
是要他们分别出来
So the surrounding nations would know who they are
所以他们周围的这个国家知道说他们这一群人是谁。
So they will be a blessing to other nations.
他们会成为其他民族的祝福。
That was the reason for the law.
那是当时给他们律法的原因。
But today Jesus has come.
今天耶稣来了。
Jesus has fulfilled the law.
耶稣成全了律法。
And he says to his disciples,
他对他的门徒说
People will tell you apart.
这个人会把你这个撕成碎片。
Not because you follow all the laws.
并不是因为你去遵守了律法。
Not because you have a lot of rules.
并不是因为你有很多的规矩。
But because of what?
是为什么呢
？Because you love one another.
是因为你们彼此相爱。
That's how you will be distinguished from everyone else.
这样人才能够认出你，你是我的门徒。
So we have a very simple lesson today.
我们今天有一个很简单的功课。
Jesus didn't fast.
耶稣没有禁食。
He didn't follow the laws of the religious leaders.
他并没有按照宗教领袖所做的规矩去行。
He says the Messiah is here.
他先说这个弥赛亚已经来了。
Rejoice.
大家欢呼吧。
Celebrate.
大家庆祝吧。
You don't have to mourn.
你不需要悲痛。
The Bible tells us rejoice always.
圣经告诉我们说要常常喜乐。
James says rejoice even in time of trouble.
雅各跟我们说你们在百般试炼中都要有大喜乐。
Are you rejoicing today?
你们今天很喜乐吗?
Are you mourning today?
还是你们还在悲痛中?
Remember the story of Matthew.
记不记得马太的故事?
He was the tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
He was outcast from society.
他是被这个社会不接受的人。
Jesus called him.
耶稣呼召他。
To be his disciple.
成为他的门徒。
What did Matthew do?
马太做了什么
？Did he go home and shut his door?
他有没有回家把门关起来
？Did he start crying?
他有没有开始大哭
？Did he say, "I am such a terrible person. I better read more scripture"?
他有没有说我是这么一个很差劲的人我应该赶快来学习圣经
Did he say I better go to Jerusalem and sacrifice some more animals
他有没有说我赶快要到耶路撒冷去献一些祭
No
没有
He had a party
他 开了一个大宴席
He was so happy that Jesus in his life
他很高兴耶稣进到他的生命中
He had to celebrate
他 不能不欢庆
He had to celebrate
他欢呼这个时刻
You might wonder, what do we have to celebrate if we are sinners?
你大概在想说，我们做一个罪人有什么好庆祝的
？Yes, it's sad. Sin is sad. But it's even more sad if we work very hard to solve our own sin.
但是如果我们想用自己的工作来赎我们的罪，那就是更悲惨的。
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
But Jesus has given us a solution.
耶稣给了我们一个解决的方法。
It's his death and resurrection.
就是他的死和他的复活。
We don't worship a dead person.
我们不是在敬拜一个死人。
We worship a living God.
我们是在敬拜一个活着的神。
Yes, Jesus died and eventually was taken away.
是的，耶稣死了。
But he was resurrected.
但是他又复活了。
He showed himself to his disciples.
他向他的门徒显现。
Peter was so happy he jumped into the lake again.
彼得是非常高兴看到复活的耶稣，所以他跳到了那个海里。
And when Jesus went away, he sent us the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣离开过后，他为我们送来了圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is in our hearts if you believe in Jesus.
当你信耶稣的时候，圣灵就住在你的心里。
You should be happy, you should celebrate.
你应该高兴，你应该欢呼。
So let's conclude, the old and the new.
那我们来对比一下旧的和新的。
The old is about external, what you do to show other people.
旧的是讲外在的行为，你做的这一些事情都是为了让人看。
The new is about the internal.
新的是在讲里面的。
How you're changed inside.
你里面发生了什么样的改变。
The transformation.
这是一个更新的改变。
The old is inflexible.
这个旧的是非常僵硬的。
Like the old wineskin.
就像一个旧的皮带。
Like the old garment.
旧的衣服。
The new is open and receptive.
这个新的是一个很包容的。
They listen to Jesus' message and they accept it.
他们听了耶稣的这个信息，他们就接受了。
The old is all about rules and regulations.
旧的这个观点是讲究条款和规则。The
new is about relationships.
新的思想是讲究我们和神的关系。Loving
God and loving one another.
我们要爱神，彼此相爱。The
old is the law. The new is grace.
旧的是讲律法，新的是讲恩典。That
is the new message Jesus brought us.
这就是耶稣带来新的信息。His
new covenant is believe in him, you will be saved.
他的新的信息就说，相信我，你就会被得救。But
Jesus gave us another warning.
耶稣给了我们另外一个警告。The
same story is told in Luke, and he said, no one after drinking the old wine wants the new. But they say the old tastes better.
耶稣说，没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。So
we're stubborn.
我们很犟。
I'm the first to confess.
我不得不承认。
We resist change.
我们不喜欢改变。
But to accept the gospel, you have to be the new wineskin.
但是要接受福音，你必须做新皮带。
So I'm reminded of the old Chinese proverb.
我们现在来讲一个旧的这个古老的中国谚语。
On the Yangtze River,
在这个长江上,
the wave behind drives the wave ahead.
长江后浪推前浪。
When I was young, I loved this.
当我年轻的时候，我很喜欢这句话。
On the wave behind, I have all the new ideas.
我是在后面那一个浪，我可以有很多的新主意。
Now I am old.
现在我老了。
All my students I taught, the residents I trained.
我所教导的学生和这些实习医生。
They have the new ideas, the new skills, the new technology.
他们有新的思想，新的技术。
I'm afraid they'll put me in a nursing home.
我很担心他们会把我推进养老院。
But I think we read it just wrong.
但是我想我读到了。
The way behind drives the wave ahead.
这个后面的浪是推着前面的浪。
The way behind adds energy to the wave ahead.
这个后浪是给前浪增加了这个生命力。
Drives even higher.
让这个前浪能够有生命力。
I could use the energy.
我可以用到一些新的能量。
So let's welcome the new.
让我们按照这个新的来做。Welcome
the young.
让我们来欢迎这些新的浪。
The old wine may taste better, but it never gives you life.
这个旧的陈酒可能会好喝，但是它不会给你生命。
Only the love and grace of Jesus Christ gives you life.
只有这个神的恩典和神的爱才能给我们生命。
And that's something that will never change.
这个是永远不会改变的事实。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's fellowship. We look forward to the membership meeting. I ask that the Holy Spirit is with us to help us make decisions, help us make changes, and help us follow your will. We thank you for today's lesson. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.